Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth Aliyah of Parshat Tzav, we have 13 psukim. Since the middle of Sefer Shemot until this Aliyah, we have been reading about the construction of the Mishkan and the Kalim and the Bigdei Kahuna and the Korbanot that will be brought in that Mishkan. In this Aliyah, we begin hearing about the Miluim, the initiation or the inauguration process of the Mishkan and of the Kalim and of the Kohanim. For the next 7 days, Moshe will act as the Kohen Gadol. Excuse me. He will be inducting Aharon and his sons into the Kahuna, and he'll be consecrating the Mishkan and everything in it. In this Aliyah, Moshe himself in public dresses Aharon and his sons in the Bigdei Kahuna and anoints them and the Mishkan and the Kalim with oil with the Shemen HaMishra. In the beginning of this Aliyah, when Moshe introduces the Miluim, the inauguration process of the Kohanim, he says the following in Perek Chet, Pasuk Hei, Vayomer Moshe El Ha'eda, Ze Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem La'asot. Moshe tells all of Bnei Yisrael in public, this is what Hashem wants me to do, commanded me to do. And on that Pasuk Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says the following. Zeh davar, says Rashi, Devarim shetiru shani oseh lifneichem tzivani HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasot. Ve'al tomru lichvodi v'lichvod achi ani oseh. Says Moshe, the things that I'm going to do in front of you, God commanded me, and nobody say that I did it for my own honor or for my brother's honor, says Moshe. And we have to ask the obvious question, why would Moshe need to say this? Did anyone really suspect Moshe that he was doing anything for himself or his own kavod? Rav Yerucham Levavitz, who died in 1936, he was the mashgiach of Mir. Rav Yerucham Levavitz says in his Sefer Das Torah here on Parshat Tzav a most beautiful idea about this question. You may remember from the FMT on the first Aliyah of Parshat Pekudei, there was a discussion about the honesty and transparency that is needed when dealing with public funds. For example, the Mishnah in the third parak in Masachet Shkalim says that when the Gabbai would collect the money from the boxes that held the Shkalim, he would not be allowed to wear clothing that had hems or pockets or folds. He would not be allowed to wear shoes or sandals. He couldn't even wear tefillin. So that no one would suspect him of stealing the shkalim. And says of Yerucham, are we really worried that a person would take his tefillin with him when he was counting the shkalim, and then he would untie the tefillin, slip the money into the tefillin, and then slow it back up? Are we really concerned about that? Of course not, of course not. And yet, we take every precaution in the world to make sure that our actions don't have even the smallest hint or insinuation of impropriety. That is what the Torah means at the end of Parshat Matot, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Chaf Bet, V'hitem Nikiyim Im Hashem Umi Israel. You got to be clean. What does clean mean? So Rav Yerucham doesn't say this, but this is the idea of V'hitem Nikiyim. You got to be clean, so to speak. Imagine a doctor who is scrubbing before surgery. If she cleans her fingers, her knuckles, in between her fingers, etc., that's what she's supposed to do. But imagine if she only did that with one hand. You can't be clean, you can't be naki with only one hand, with only 9 fingers either. Naki means clean, completely clean, absolutely clean, totally clean. Or else infection ensues in this mashal. And the same is true here, says Rabbi Rucham. Hashem himself says about Moshe in Parshat Be'alotcha, in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Zayin, Bechol Beiti Ne'emanhu. And the Medrash in Shmot Rabba Nun Aleph, Piska Aleph, says that everything that Moshe was in charge of, blessings followed. Why? Because he was so honest, and still v'yitem nikiim im Hashem umi Yisrael. Even Moshe Rabbeinu could not do anything at all that would arouse suspicion. His actions had to be naki, all his fingers, so to speak, both hands, so to speak. And that is why he says here, don't even a single one of you for one second should not think that I'm doing anything for my own kavod or for my brother's kavod. Don't think that for one minute, because even Moshe Rabbeinu has to be above superstition. And we, of course, must act the same way. May we too, God willing, be wise in our actions and zoche to the blessings that come from V'yitem Nikiim, Im Hashem Umi Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone.